This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With 830 on the Go for Tuesday, March 3rd, I'm Mark Fry. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar with pointed comments for DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Charges after threats were made toward Minnesota's Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth. And it's a big month of March in St. Paul. We'll begin with a hearing in St. Paul where a federal judge is threatening to hold Minnesota's U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen in contempt of court for failing to return the belongings of immigrants who were held in detention during Operation Metro Surge. Carol Evans, Lou Raguse telling our own Chad Hartman it was tense right out of the gate.
He was a little combative with Judge Bryan. And so they were going back and forth. Judge Bryan was cutting him off. Dan Rosen accused the judge of smearing his office. And the beginning portion of the hearing, which the judge thought was only going to last 3 or 5 minutes, ended up taking up an hour.
In other news, Minnesota senior U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar made some pointed comments to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
If you believe in federalism, in freedom, and in liberty, you should be horrified by what the Department of Homeland Security did in Minnesota.
During Tuesday's Senate Judiciary Committee's oversight hearing on DHS, Klobuchar outlined actions by ICE agents during Operation Metro Surge.
Are you aware that agents bashed in the door of a U.S. citizen, a Hmong elder with no criminal record?
I can't speak to the specifics of that case.
Did you see the photos of that man being dragged out of his house in Crocs and in his underwear?
Yes, I did.
Do you believe that he was involved in fraud?
I do not know where that status of that investigation is.
Noem did tell Klobuchar that there are still close to 650 federal agents still in Minnesota, pointing out that includes those investigating fraud allegations. Governor Tim Walz wants to know how many federal immigration officers remain in Minnesota. Officials in the governor's office say they have sent 2 letters in as many months to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem asking about that count. Walz said yesterday federal immigration officers remain in Minnesota in huge numbers, at least 3 times the number that were in the state before Operation Metro Surge started in December. There were more than 4,000 agents in Minnesota at the height of the ICE surge that began to draw down last month. There is no reaction from Noem's office. St. Paul city leaders are making another run at funding to upgrade downtown's convention and arena complex.
The city's premier entertainment district is set for a major facelift after Mayor Cully Herr and the Minnesota Wild finalized a plan to overhaul the Grand Casino Arena, River Center, and Roy Wilkins Auditorium. The mayor says by utilizing a mix of team contributions and existing tax extensions, the partnership aims to modernize aging infrastructure without triggering a property tax hike for residents.
From an investment perspective, upgrading the city-owned property sends a clear signal that St. Paul is open for business and ready for partnerships.
Local leaders are now shifting their focus toward the state legislature to secure the final round of funding needed to bring the project to life. In downtown St. Paul, I'm Taylor Rivera. News Talk 830, WCCO.
The Boys State High School Hockey Tournament starts Wednesday in the city of St. Paul's, expecting a huge economic impact.
Whether you're a hockey fan or not, this is the tournament to be at. Ava Diaz with Visit St. Paul.
It's just so cool to see like the city come alive, and there's people from across the state coming to represent their cities, and have that like hometown pride is really like energizing.
With about 120,000 spectators expected throughout the 4 days, the economic boost the entire city receives is huge.
Whether it's hotel stays from people coming in town to our like kind of local drive markets, or dining in pre or post game, shopping retail, maybe visiting a museum or two. It really does have an impact on kind of our local vendors here.
In St. Paul, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota lawmakers are taking up a bill in committee that would allow self-driving vehicles like Waymo to operate in the state, but not everyone is happy about that bill because they say there are not enough regulations. Hannah Alstead is with Teamsters 82 representing thousands of truckers.
We are talking about 80,000-pound commercial vehicles operating with no human behind the wheel. That raises serious questions about accountability, crash response, system failures, and public confidence.
In November, Waymo announced it would begin testing vehicles in Minnesota. Don't be surprised if you're finding yourself paying more at the pump. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan telling WCCO's Chad Hartman the war in Iran is causing uncertainty that's driving up the cost of oil.
In essence, it's just the threat of attacks that, you know, Iran hit several vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. And now shippers are saying no, no. And insurers are saying no, no, we're out too.
Initial gas price increases should be small with larger increases in the coming weeks. A Hugo woman is now charged with making threats of violence against Minnesota House Speaker and gubernatorial candidate Lisa Damith.
According to the criminal complaint, 42-year-old Rachel Welsh left a series of threatening voicemails, including telling Damith she has been learning how to shoot and is getting really good. Damith has petitioned for a restraining order, and a judge has ordered Welsh to have no contact with Damith, undergo mental health screening, and submit to GPS monitoring. WCCO Radio political analyst Blois Olson says the fallout could have serious implications.
We also have to acknowledge that this is going to go into the thought process of anybody wanting to run for office.
The charges come 8 months after former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their home, and State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were shot and wounded. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Target reporting another quarter of lower sales and profits as the discounter struggles to regain its footing in an environment where it's faced still high inflation and shopper boycotts. But the Minneapolis-based retailer offered a solid annual profit outlook. Target also says this morning it expects to deliver sales growth every quarter this year. Well, it's still 7 months away, but registration for the Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon officially opened Tuesday morning. Thousands of runners are expected to take part in this year's marathon and other running events put on by Twin Cities in Motion. President Dean Orton says the field of 11,000 marathon runners varies by experience.
Close to half sometimes, nearly 40 to 50% can be first-time marathon runners. So it's exciting that we get a rich mix of, yes, some folks coming back. We've got them coming back for the 20th time. But a big part of that field, this is something new that they've never done in their life before.
The Twin Cities Marathon weekend is set for October 3rd and 4th. That's a look at Tuesday's 830 On The Go. I'm Mark Fry. You can find more news at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.